Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February 25th. The grains closed sharply lower. March corn down 35 and a half cents at 659 and a half. March wheat down 83 cents at 843. That was more than the limit. There are no limits as we go into the delivery period here. So we were down 83 cents. May was down the limit at 75 cents lower at 859, as July was limit down as well, 75 cents. The beans down 71 and a quarter cents at 1590 and a quarter. November beans closed down 36 and a half at 1415. December corn closed down 25 cents at 579 and three quarters. Obviously down day-to-day, funds just pounding everything. I think the funds probably sold the better part of 20,000 corn, 40, maybe 45,000 contracts of wheat, beans maybe 35,000 contracts, maybe more. I think all of this is due to the fact that there's no sanctions on Russian food exports or energy exports and profit-taking. The funds just too long. Funds coming in today were long 354 corn, 64 wheat, 219 beans, 107 meal, and 114 oil. So they were pretty darn long, and we saw the market take some profit-taking here. The charts couldn't look worse. The March corn chart put in a spike down right at the 10-day moving average. It avoided a really horrendous close by about a nickel here. If we close under 654 next week, I think we're going to see some more selling out here. March wheat, outside down, key reversal day here today. Looks, you know, really terrible on the charts. We've gone from very overbought to now just middle of the road, 56% RSI, but just a terrible, terrible close here. Take a quick look at the weekly charts. The weekly chart also did an outside down week, key reversal, so all of that looks pretty bad. March beans spiked down under the 10-day moving average, closed almost lower for the week after everything that happened here. Let's see. Actually, we did close lower for the week by about 2 cents. So again, certainly not a good close out here after everything we've seen here. Now, does this mean this market's over? Personally, I think it's going to be near impossible to put in new highs from this thing. I really do. But could it happen? I suppose it could. If something really crazy happens in Ukraine, if the Russians do something off the charts and scares the bejesus out of the world, I suppose we could rally. But aside from that, I just don't see it. The crude oil closed down $1.22 a barrel. Came back a little bit after the close, but metals were down sharply. Now, I just don't see it. If this is, you know, like I've been saying, I thought it was worth selling the knee-jerk reaction in the grains. We sold corn, wheat, and beans here today to add to our sales, and we're just going to see what Monday brings. Depending on the action on Monday, I might recommend selling more in here. But unless we get, you know, something stupid in Ukraine by the Russians, or until we get a major spring rally, if we get too wet or too dry, I mean, we're certainly too dry in the wheat in the western, southwestern plains. That could bring back the market, but I don't think we're going to get back, you know, the better part of a dollar here. I just don't see that anytime soon. Now, if the president puts on sanctions, then we go right back up again. But who knows? I just don't see him doing that now if he hasn't done it already. So the volatility continues. I always say you see the most volatility at contract highs and contract lows. We certainly saw that here today. Wheat making a new contract high. So, you know, I think you got to be very careful and really take a strong look at doing some marketing out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.